I'm Sean Crawford. Next up, our Illinois Issues report for this week. In 2017, Illinois became one of the first states in the nation to require free feminine hygiene products inside school bathrooms for grades 6 through 12. But our district's complying with the law. To check it out, our education reporter Dusty Rhodes partnered with two high school journalists.
Imagine this. You've got 5 minutes to get from language arts to algebra, just enough time to pop into the ladies' room. And surprise, your menstrual period has arrived a few days early. With no supplies in your purse, you panic. But wait, there on the wall...
there is a dispenser.
So problem solved, right?
But one side of it is broken, and the other side is empty.
That's Lainey Romaker. She's a junior at Springfield Southeast High School and one of two journalism students who helped report this story. Since there's no handy way to do a scientific survey, they used their network of friends to help collect anecdotal evidence of this new law's implementation, or lack thereof.
Mostly I found that in other schools, there was the same situation as we have. They have dispensers, but either the kids don't know they're there, or if they are there, they're not fully equipped with what should be in them.
Under the Learn with Dignity Act, tampons and sanitary pads are supposed to be available for free in school bathrooms. Abigail Olulari, another journalism student at Southeast, discovered most students had never heard of this law.
But there's many people who I told about the law were in the dark like me, but more so, the views on it were positive, and they're like, yeah, this is a thing. Like, okay, doing it.
Letisa Wallace sponsored the legislation. Back then, she was the Democratic state representative for Rockford, and this issue had long been one of her personal crusades.
I had an annual holiday party that I would do in my district, and to attend the party, I asked people to bring feminine hygiene products and diapers to go to our local shelters and a crisis nursery in my district.
As her bill wound its way through committees, a few lobbyists tried to derail it. Allison Maley with the Statewide School Management Alliance explains why.
A lot of times what it comes down to is whether or not there is funding associated with a mandate that's coming from the state that they are not necessarily supporting financially. So that's really where our opposition came in.
Yet no one ever requested a dollar figure, Wallace says.
There were no cost estimates done on the bill, which was very surprising. Usually opponents will try to get that to stall something.
Perhaps that's because in the summer of 2017, state lawmakers were worrying about a budget stalemate, overhauling school funding, and ramping up protections for abortion rights. In the midst of that debate, Wallace saw her opportunity.
After the hours-long debate on reproductive health, I went to the clerk and asked that he please put the bill on the board, and I believe it passed in less than 2 minutes.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bill that simply states that in our education facilities, public, private, or charter, we will provide in the restroom feminine hygiene products for girls in school.
Please take the record on this question. There are 64 voting yes, 51 voting no, and this bill, having received a constitutional majority, is hereby declared passed.
2 months later, then-Governor Bruce Rauner signed it into law. But the Learn with Dignity Act doesn't have any teeth, so Abigail questioned Maley about whether districts are actually obeying the law.
Is there any work going on to see if it could be enforced or to get funding for this?
As far as I know, and I haven't done a study or a survey of any sort, as far as I know, schools are complying with this as best they can.
In our non-scientific social media survey, the most common response indicated many districts provide free products only in the school nurse's office, which isn't what Wallace's legislation requires.
The law is very clear that the products are to be provided within the bathroom. Just like we provide toilet tissue and soap and paper towels, those products should be inside the restroom.
After weeks of research, the student journalists agreed we had only one solid conclusion. The situation would be different if boys needed these products.
Like, if guys needed it, it would be no problem.
Reporting with Abigail Olulari and Lainey Romaker, I'm Dusty Rhodes.